19 degrees right now at 8:55. It's time to check in on the commodity markets this morning as we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, we settled mostly lower again yesterday, Bill. What are we seeing here so far today?
Yeah, we did close lower yesterday. We had a nice run up on beans, but we couldn't hold it. Today, we've kind of done the same thing here. We opened a little bit higher on things, and we've kind of backed off here the first hour after we've reopened. Let's look at the corn right now. It's at 356.5. That's unchanged for the March. And the December new crop is at 385.75. That's down 0.25. So basically unchanged on the corn. On the soybeans, the January beans are 10.29.25. That's unchanged, up 0.25. On the November new crop beans are at 10.15. That's down 1.25. The wheat for March is down 3 at 4.06.25. And the July wheat for next new crop there is 4.31.25, down 2.5. On the livestock, we have been trading the livestock here since we opened a little bit higher, about 60 higher on the cattle, 70 higher on the feeders, and hogs are up about 20 right now, it looks like. So really two things going on here this week. We're on corn, we're actually up a little bit for the week. We're down about 10 cents on the soybeans for the week, and on wheat we're up about 6 cents here at this point. The two big things this week has been the Argentina weather, and I think that's what's getting into the market here today. That forecast continues to change. Basically, in Argentina, it's hot and dry, high temperatures and lack of rainfall. But as we get into the weekend, that's supposed to change. A front's supposed to come through and start giving the southern part of Argentina some rains. That forecast changed twice yesterday to where it was good rains, and then it was it was poorer rains, and then it was better rain. So that's kind of where the market's been following. The other big thing that's been going on, of course, is the Fed changing the interest rate on Wednesday, and the resulting big move higher on the U.S. dollar, up to 13-year highs in that. And that's kind of putting some pressure on the markets too. But it seems like we're seeing good sales. We're seeing some real positive speculative interest in the markets, as well as good export sales. So that seems to be supporting it. We're kind of on the low end of the range on beans right now, kind of on the higher end of the range on corn that we've been trading in. We're going to see less volume as we go into next week. Next week's kind of a tricky week because we're going into Christmas, so there's trading every day next week, but we do have the Monday following Christmas off there. So we'll see how that goes, but I'd expect the volume to be less.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for that report this morning.
Yep, thanks, Brian.
You bet. Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign joining us for our commodity update here on this Friday. Quick glance at current conditions. Cloudy skies throughout. Temperatures still hanging out in the mid to upper teens right now. 15 degrees in Tuscola, Clinton, and Sullivan. 16 degrees in Gibson City and Monticello. 17 in Danville. 18 degrees in Decatur, Charleston, and Mattoon. A 50% chance of snow this afternoon with a high of 26 degrees. Southeast winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Warming up tonight. Snow changes to freezing rain this evening and then to rain after midnight with temperatures rising into the upper 30s. Warmer through tomorrow morning. We'll top out around 41 degrees tomorrow morning. Then temperatures fall. We have a chance of rain changing over to freezing rain in the afternoon. Could see some snow mixed with freezing rain tomorrow evening. We'll get all the way down to a low of 3 above 0 tomorrow night. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 19 degrees at 9 o'clock.